Welcome back to Intertwined Minds, a podcast that needs the walls up when they bowl.
No, you see, you don't need the walls up.
No, it's because I'm gutter, motherfucker. Come on, dude, get with it.
Oh, I was going to say, I normally hit the ceiling. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, you need fucking tin roofs up when you bowl. You're shit. I told you to come on back next week to hear about my experience with an old woman. Unfortunately, I can't tell you about that because it was illegal. And, whoa, that sounds fucking terrible. Oh, boy. It was an illegal act committed against me. Yeah. The captain thinks it's hilarious.
Listen, I said something once, and the way it came out was not how it was meant to come out.
The way it came out was exactly how you meant it to come out.
Well.
Let's be honest with each other. That's what you meant.
I understand.
You're sick.
But you also got to understand how my brain works, too. And not also, well. If I had said that to anyone else.
Not good.
I would have been strung up.
Not good. Yeah, no. I was assaulted. It was a terrible scenario. I have had some experiences, like normal experiences with older women. I don't know how what you call normal. I guess, you know, they weren't very normal. I guess that's not good actions to take when somebody is, you know, not of legal age.
You could just say rape.
Well, that's not... That was only... Anyway. We're going to move on. So I had something else planned for this week. I kind of fell through. My plans always fall through.
I was so fucking confused today, too. I logged in. I was like, I've been shitting bricks all week.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if we should share it, because if it doesn't come true, then we feel like...
Yeah.
Unless we share it, then it has to come true.
Let's not.
The episode we want to put out does involve some participation, like outside participation, and we are not the most social butter of flies out there.
That, and also the demographic around here is fucking terrible.
Yeah. Like...
We're, literally... Don't mind me saying this. Our opinions would be mainly crack addicts.
That's rough.
Accurate?
No, it's not accurate.
Come on.
No, it's not accurate.
Fuck off, it isn't.
I don't think he's on crack.
What the fuck do you mean?
I think he's just high on life.
Yeah, sure.
But anyway, I'm hoping to have that one done maybe next week. We'll see, because the weather hasn't been really holding up with us here. We've had a pretty bad storm the past few days here, so... We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm hoping to get that episode out for you guys at some point. It would be an interesting episode. Definitely a change for us.
I think it would be better in the summer. That way we could walk around, and not just be in one place. Be like, hey,
yeah, but we don't want to do it outside because it's too noisy.
There's quiet places.
Come to our quiet place where we'll ask you some questions.
You know what? I was also going to say, probably not the best for both of us to, walk up to someone in a park.
No.
Hi.
Yeah. No, that would not go well.
How's it going?
If we're strolling around the mall, I'll buy something, have a bag and make it look like we're really there, you know, for something. And then we'll just, bust that out, you know, because I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do them in a row. I'm going to need a break. It might take us a little bit, but we'll see. So today we're going to be, I think we've done this once before where we guess stuff by bad descriptions.
Sure.
Or by we're gonna have you guess or we'll both guess, you know. I gotta go through this and look through as we're going here, but you know, it's just you'll get the episode as we go along. I don't know what I'm gonna title it. We'll see. So the first we're gonna attempt to guess some movies by bad descriptions, and the answer's not here. You can see this, so I can help guess with you.
All right.
An elderly man uses balloons to kidnap a small boy. Now I have my first thought is it.
Yeah.
But he's not an elderly man.
Kind of. He looks fucking creepy.
But I don't. You think you want to try it?
Yeah, I think it.
Nope.
Oh, I know! I know! I know! I know! Up!
Oh, for Christ's sake. Oh, for God's sake. It's up.
Fuck yeah.
Elderly man has a balloon to kidnap a small boy. A man tries to quit a reality TV show. Is this that Jim Carrey
yeah,
one?
Yeah, that is the Jim Carrey one. What is it?
Truman?
Truman Show. The Truman Show?
Yeah, that's it. The Truman Show. All right. Oh, boy.
What?
A young boy and an old man go to extraordinary lengths to make sure the boy's parents have sex.
Say, read that again.
I know what this is.
Can you say it
again? I know what this
is. Hold on, say it again.
A young boy and an old man go to extraordinary lengths to make sure the boy's parents have sex. I know what this is.
Because the old man is the young boy.
No.
What?
Nope.
What is it?
This is Back to the Future. Huh? This is Back to the Future. The first Back to the Future where Doc Brown, the elderly man, and Marty McFly go back in time. Then they have to make sure that his parents get together because they start disappearing from the photos. Remember, his mother had the hots for him.
Ah! I see.
I knew it. I know this one, too. A man's sense of reality alters after taking a pill.
Oh, that's The Matrix.
Yeah. It's gotta be, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
A woman has an awful job interview, so she steals her dad's stuff and joins the army?
Mulan!
You think that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, my fuck! Yes! I would have never got that one. A broke man commits identity fraud so he can manipulate a group of skill. I know this one. School children. I know this one.
What?
A broke man commits identity fraud so he can manipulate a group of school children.
Oh, that's the Jack Black movie.
No. It's Owen Wilson. This is Drillbit Taylor.
No, I would... No, that's the one with Jack Black, the musical.
Oh, you think it's School of Rock?
School of Rock, I think.
Okay, but... Tell me that Drillbit Taylor doesn't also fit.
Drillbit Taylor also fits. Because it's musical.
It is School of Rock. It doesn't say anything about music. A broke man commits identity fraud so he can manipulate a group of school children.
Oh.
But it was right.
Oh, I thought it said music.
I know this one. A girl takes a chicken on a boat trip.
Yeah.
We're killing this shit, dude.
Yeah.
An old man gets really childish.
Every movie ever.
Okay, it wasn't Big. I thought it might have been Big.
An old man gets really childish. That means he, like, reverts to being a child. Fuck, that's a hard one.
Is it Big? Nope. An old man gets really childish. Think about a movie where, like, somebody goes back and... Oh!
Benjamin Button.
Ah! It's Benjamin Button. A bunch of teenagers go to school on a Saturday. I know that one.
Oh, of course you do. It's The Breakfast Club.
You wouldn't know.
I watched it with you, motherfucker.
Yeah, because I made you. A tax advisor leaves his job unexpectedly and goes to Mexico? A tax advisor leaves his job unexpectedly and goes to Mexico.
A tax?
I don't know this one. You? Got any ideas?
I feel like a Johnny Depp movie.
Tax advisor leaves his job unexpectedly and goes to Mexico.
I don't know. Pass.
I give up.
Yeah.
God damn it. It's the Shawshank Redemption. God damn it.
The Shawshank was redeemed.
The Shawshank was redeemed. I would have never guessed that. A grown man plays with a toy and sleeps... And sleeps for almost the entire movie? Ted? But that's not right. Fuck.
Toy Story?
Sleeps for almost the entire movie, though? Oh, I know what it is.
What?
Grown man plays with a toy and sleeps for almost the entire movie. I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Grown man plays with a toy. What's that fucking movie called?
Give me a description.
It's fucking, Inception. Yeah.
Nice. I watched that one not too long ago.
Yeah, the spin top, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Two factory workers unravel a terrifying plot.
Anything in Tokyo.
Two factory workers.
Oh, Monsters, Inc.
Oh, that's probably it, yeah. Yeah, that's it. You got it. Nice. All right, we got all those.
Killed it.
Yeah, we actually fucking kind of nailed that one. We only missed a couple. All right. We're going to do some games.
Love games?
You play any love games with me? All right. I won't give you the... So there's actually, like, a bunch of options.
Yeah.
But I'll give you the chance to see if you can get it without them. Man wakes up, and these are video games, don't forget.
Okay.
Man wakes up from a 100-year nap and breaks into his girlfriend's dad's house to kill a giant pig.
Zelda. Twilight Princess.
No.
Oh.
You are right, but it's not the right one.
That would be...
100-year nap.
Oh, Breath of the Wild.
That's it. That's it. Space Explorer gets scared of her own reflection.
I don't know.
I don't know if you've ever played these games.
This one would be hard.
I'll give you a hint. It's the hint is the main character's name is Samus.
Nope.
Really? You don't know Metroid?
Nope.
At all?
Never played it.
All right, so your options are Metroid Prime Remastered, Super Metroid, or Metroid Fusion. Which one you want to go with?
Fusion!
That's right.
Oh, killed it.
Well. I really like this fucking description myself. You ready?
Yeah.
Handyman goes gooey for vacuuming. Oh, fuck! Why are you having trouble with this?
Scary Movie 3.
It's games.
What?
It's games.
What do you mean games?
These are video games. Scary Movie 3 is not a video game.
I know.
So what's... Yeah, you don't know this?
No. Handyman vacuuming?
Handyman goes gooey for vacuuming. You don't know this?
No.
It's Luigi's Mansion.
Oh.
U.S.
I guess, yeah.
All right. Bloodthirsty teen skips school to set up Animal Fight Club in Spain.
Animal Crossing?
No. Your options are the Xenoblade Chronicles 3, Final Fantasy 7, I believe, Persona 5 Royale, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Pokemon Scarlet and Violet.
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful heroes and members of the royal family hunt down a giant snake wizard while refusing to talk, or while refusing to walk more than 5 steps at a time.
Any RPG.
Your options are Fire Emblem Engage, Lord of the Rings, Aragorn's Quest, Octopath Traveler, and Hyrule Warriors.
Let's go with Lord of the Rings.
I'm pretty positive it's Fire Emblem, but I'll go with that. Yeah, it's Fire Emblem.
Shit.
Dragon campaigns against the death penalty.
Spyro?
That is one of the options. Spyro 2, Season of the Flame.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Is that incorrect? It's Skyrim. I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. Man goes clothes shopping on his way to crash a wedding. Kind of classic.
Grand Theft Auto?
No. Your options are Fire Emblem Awakening, Fashion Police Squad, Story of Seasons, or Super Mario Odyssey.
Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, that's definitely it. Boy spends 7 years... Boy spends 7 years learning how to play a flute.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah! Ah! That one got me good. Animal cult ships unwitting human to an island as their wage slave.
What are my options?
You already said it.
What?
It's Animal Crossing! These are fucking hilarious. Hero explores great description. Hero explores post-apocalyptic wasteland and wonders how much they can fit in their mouth.
Kirby.
Yes, Kirby in the Forgotten Land. Oh, fuck. I don't think you'll know this one. Stylish teens take up liquid warfare to forget about global warming.
Give me some hints.
You want all the options?
Yeah.
Xenoblade Chronicles X, which is what? X is what, 10?
Something like that, sure.
Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire, Nintendo Switch Sports, or Splatoon?
Splatoon.
It's Splatoon, yeah. You don't know that one, though, do you?
No.
Classic. Grizzly musician enlists his skinny friend to help him break into an old woman's house.
What the fuck?
I know this one, too.
I don't know it.
Professor Layton and the Last Spectre, Wario Land 3, Wii Music, Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, it's Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah. Jewelry-obsessed mammal travels to open world to ruin a bald man's dreams.
Say that again?
Jewelry-obsessed mammal travels to an open world to ruin a bald man's dreams.
Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic Frontiers. Man sticks his brother on the back of his car while navigating perilous roads. These are fantastic.
I don't know.
Diddy Kong Racing, Grand Theft Auto, The Trilogy, Mario Kart Double Dash, The Simpsons Hit and Run.
Read it again.
The description of the choices.
Both.
Of course. Man sticks his brother on the back of his car while navigating perilous roads. Diddy Kong Racing.
No.
Grand Theft Auto, The Trilogy.
No.
Mario Kart Double Dash.
Yes.
The Simpsons Hit and Run.
Mario Kart Double Dash.
Incorrect.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. It's correct. Little girl prays away an alien invasion. I don't know this one.
I don't know it either.
You have Undertale, Earthbound, Little Nightmares, or Celeste. I've never played
it. Oh, it's Little Nightmares. Is it?
No. It was...
Celeste?
No, it was Earthbound. You got 12 out of 15, though.
Not bad.
Well, I mean, I might have helped you with a couple, but what do you, you know, come on.
Still doing better than I normally do.
Because I'm good, motherfucker. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
So I'll just give you a description. There are options, so if you need the options, let me know.
Okay.
After beaten up by bear, Bane is hunted down by angry Jack.
Hints?
Grizzly, The Revenant, The Matrix, or Jaws?
Revenant.
Yeah.
Oh, these are movies now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget to tell you?
Yeah. I was like, what fucking game is that?
My bad, Playboy. Cop gets disrespected and sent to work at a village with a cult.
Die Hard.
No. Your options are Super Bad, Megamind, Bad Boys, or Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz?
I don't believe that's it, but I can't be sure. Old guy doesn't want to get his hands dirty, so he manipulates a troubled soldier. Pretty sure I know this one.
Hints.
R.I.P.D., Black Panther, Godzilla, Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith.
R.I.P.D.?
I'm pretty sure that's Star Wars, but... Germany think they have found a way to win the war. Little did they know that a teacher would be in the way.
Schindler's List.
All right. Transformers, Top Gun, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Jurassic Park.
Oh, Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Angry Cowboy craves a sugary cake the entire movie.
What? Angry Cowboy craves a sugary cake the entire movie. Paul Bart Mall Cop.
You sack of shit. He wasn't a cowboy.
Could have been.
Your options are Shark Tale, Pig, Inception, or Zombieland.
Zombieland.
Yeah. Being in a care home is not for this guy. He's just obsessed with a cliff. Doolittle, Up, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, or Batman Forever?
Batman Forever?
Pretty sure that's Up.
Oh. Yeah, it is.
Criminals forced to do as the government orders them to. Pretty sure I know this one without even looking at the things.
What is it?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, give me options.
Yeah, I know what it is. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, Gremlins, Deadpool, Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Skincare, killing, and bullying homeless people on the street. Sounds like someone has issues. I know this one without even looking.
Max Bueller's Day Off.
That's two different movies that you got there. That's Max Keeler's Big Move and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right in one. It's American Psycho. You got 0 out of 8.
Nice!
No, you didn't. You got a couple, I think. You got The Revenant. So you got 1. Did you say Hot Fuzz?
Yeah.
Okay, then you got 2.
Mm.
You got that one wrong. That was Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Fuck.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was right. Zombieland was right. Yeah. Up, you got wrong.
Yep.
Suicide Squad, you got right.
Oh, yeah.
And American Psycho, I believe I just gave you, but whatever.
I like American Psycho.
I'm not a huge fan, to be honest.
I don't know. he's actually a psychopath.
I wasn't a huge fan of that movie. I don't know.
What, it just rubbed you the wrong way?
I don't know, I just found
it boring. Was it the axe murdering scene?
I just found it boring.
Huh, fair enough. Oh, fuck, I'm getting cold shivers.
Is it because you're a sucky son, bitch?
Because I'm a bitch! Harry Potter, did you put your name in the goblet of fire? Is your nips also cold?
No.
Childish.
Alright, do you want me to do this or you want to do this one?
I'm going to ask you.
Alright. Alright, so let me try to guess it without the options. Is there options? I assume there is, right? Be careful where you're scrolling on these. Yeah, there's options. So let me try to guess it without the options, and then if I can't get it, you'll give me the options.
Sure.
Go for it.
Jesus, that just changed up rather quick. All right. This anime that looks like a...
What happened to the first one?
I don't know. It just fucking went... Oh, it only gives you so many seconds.
Go back.
I can't!
Go back. Start again.
A boy has his family murdered, then joins the fire department...
Fire Force.
I don't think you can submit your answer. There we go.
Okay. Did I get it right?
Sure.
Did I get it right or no?
I think so.
Okay, what we got?
Alright, this anime looks like a Tsuchikasuha.
How the fuck am I supposed to get that?
Tsuchikasuha? With giant fights and no one knows what's going on. Oh, I know this one.
Giant fights? Yeah. What are my options? Is it Attack on Titan?
Attack on Titan, One Punch Man.
Is it Attack on Titan?
You gotta give me a second, I ran out of time. Hey, this one sucks.
Click play.
I'm trying, motherfucker.
You gotta go faster.
I can't read. Play solo. I can't read.
The first one's Fire Force. I'm almost positive.
We don't know for sure. Fire Force. Submit an answer.
See? Huh? The second one, I'm gonna go with Attack on Titan, just because I think that's it.
Attack on Titan. You got it right. Ooh. All right.
Scroll up. Hurry up.
A monkey boy and a genius girl venture out in search of a giant marbles. Oh, wow. Yeah. Dragon Ball, something I don't know. Fucking the God High School, something. And One Piece.
Dragon Ball.
Yeah, okay, sure. That's a wise choice.
Giant marbles, Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Scroll up.
In this anime where the protagonist and the main are the main course being smart... is the only way to survive. Yeah, take a guess.
I don't even know what you said. Top one, Food Wars.
Yeah! No.
What was it?
Something.
I don't even know what you said. Scroll up, go!
I can't! God damn it! A half-dragon boy and his cat venture out together with a pervert. The locksmith and a ridge / beautiful woman.
What the fuck?
I don't know. I think I know what it is. I'd go with this one. Let's go with Inuyasha. Because it makes sense to me.
Sure. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be fairy tale, but that's okay. You go with what you want to go with. Scroll up! A boy who has a lonely life and a sad past faces other Japanese chess masters. Go up. I think I know this one.
How in the fuck can you read that? Not the top part, like... Cute little girl doing cute things end up finding other cute things to do. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah, tell me about it. This is my conundrum.
Got it.
Was conundrum right? You motherfucker.
Players are trapped inside the game and protagonist pretends to be an asshole and ends up in love with a...
Oh my god, Shield Hero, is that there?
It's right there.
What was it?
Sword Art Online.
Oh, fuck. Close enough.
Hot girls, a damn teacher, and zombies wanting to devour everyone. Oh. Right there, Parasite. Fuck! I have no idea what that one was, to be honest. In this anime where you have to pilot your companion, a failed pilot, and a half-demon kill giant monsters? Failed pilot and a half. No clue.
That one. Go to that one.
Go to Darling in the Franxx, that one.
This one?
Yep.
You ruined it.
Oh, no. I ruined it, did I? Go fuck yourself. Scroll up. A spy, a telepath, and an assassin. A mutual interest in this hilarious cute story. Spy Family.
Sure, Zach Lugino.
Scroll up, scroll up.
God damn it.
A samurai boy who looks like a dismantling doll slays demons to retrieve his parts? Holy fuck, I don't know. Afro Samurai. I don't know.
Fuck, it wasn't Afro Samurai. It was the bottom one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it literally looks like it. In this anime that looks like the Twilight movie, many mysterious characters, many mysteries lie in the characters. That looks like Twilight. That looks like Twilight. That looks like Twilight. I don't know. Helsing?
This one?
Sure.
Okay. I told you it was that one.
What was that?
I don't know.
Go cool. Up.
Fuck.
A reincarnated pervert is promising. This is, oh, fuck. This is, there. What's that fucking show called? Mushoku Tensei. In this anime, the girl doesn't open her mouth to say a word, but has fun with her friends and has a crush on one of them. Doesn't open her. It's not Horimiya. I don't know. This one? B. Back me running. Student try to... that's Assassination Classroom. A dark tattooed boy and a masochistic popular girl. Horimiya?
Yeah, you got it.
Go up. A boy is murdered by an angel. A boy is murdered by an angel, is reborn as a servant of an attractive badass demon, and make etchy things happen? Holy fuck. No clue. Go with the second one. High school D&D. I don't know. Holy fuck, I was right.
Look at you go.
A boy transforms into a monster that can be dressed up as a costume. Dressed up as a costume, teams up with four sensual girl on a quest for revenge? I have no fucking clue. Go with the third one. A cute robo girl who, after fighting in the war, starts writing letters to people. Boy, howdy. Don't know. Bottom one.
I was going to say, go with that one. Your score, 14 out of 20. Nice work. You pass. Gets the anime from the bad description quiz. Even though that quiz was timed and it was horseshit. I will say, I was impressed by that. If I can riddle them off.
I know a lot of anime. It was hard for me to actually, like, sit and take a, like, think about it. If I could have thought about it, it would have been fucking fantastic.
Alright. In which Michael... What? First question. In which Michael Jackson wants to eat blue spiders?
Is this anime?
Yes.
It's fucking Demon Slayer.
Correct. In which a so-called nerd eats hair?
I know this one. This is My Hero Academia, I'm guessing?
Yep. Traitor Dad is a hunter.
Hunter Hunter?
Video games are fun. But deadly.
Video games are fun but deadly. Video games are fun but deadly. What are my options?
Death Note, Tokyo Ghoul, Sword Art Online.
Sword Art Online.
Yeah. Okay. Little Pirate Kid gains stretchy.
Luffy. One Piece.
By the way, I'm making headway in that. One genius tries to save the entire rock world.
Dr. Stone.
Yeah.
I'm guessing the goddamn characters. Luffy, thank you.
Two religiously abandoned children fight each other to become a wizard.
What? Two what? Religiously abandoned children?
Yeah.
Fight each other to become a wizard? Oh, fucking Black Clover.
Yep. The main character dies in the 8th episode.
What are my options?
Chainsaw Man, Jujutsu Kaisen, Sword Art Online, Naruto.
It's Chainsaw Man.
Alright, the OP main character turns into a Grim Reaper.
Turns into a Grim Reaper?
Yep.
Oh, I feel like they're going fucking heavy with me on this one. This is fucking Bleach.
Yes, sir.
Wasn't a Grim Reaper. I guess he's kind of a Grim Reaper.
You answered 10 out of 10 questions.
Of course I did! I'm a fucking savant. If anybody doesn't get Michael Jackson out of an anime question, Michael Jackson, is this anime? This Demon Slayer. He will moonwalk all up and down your ass.
Hmm. All right. Guess the movie, a TV show from the bad description.
Okay.
Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry.
Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry. Is it something to do with Marvel?
And then,
all right, do I have options?
Yep.
All right, give me the options.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay.
Sex in the City.
Okay.
Harry Potter.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings.
No, I'm assuming it's that.
Yeah. Bald man spends decades holding grudge against baby.
Bald man spends all fucking Megamind?
No!
What are my options?
Avatar. Vsauce.
What?
Vsauce. Or
okay.
Vsauce. Breaking Bad. Harry Potter.
All for fuck's sake. It's Harry
Potter. Young girl with mental illness talks to furniture and marries her kidnappers.
Young girl. Oh, fucking Beauty, what the fuck is it called? Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah. Protagonist spends the entire movie trying to find a specific door in warehouse full of doors.
Monsters, Inc.
Yeah. That was a fucking mouthful. Paranoid billionaire afraid of immigrant.
Donald Trump.
Whoa.
What are my options?
Glass Onion.
Don't know that one.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
What was the thing? Paranoid Billionaire, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that. Okay.
Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Batman vs. Superman.
That's it. That's the one.
Depressed, widowed father teams up with mentally challenged woman to find his disabled son.
It's Finding Nemo.
Yeah, it is. Bureaucrats argue while man eats increasingly smaller amounts of potatoes.
What?
Bureaucrats argue while man eats increasingly smaller amounts of potatoes.
Is this that fucking space one with Matt Damon? Interstellar or fucking some shit? He was growing potatoes on Mars or the moon?
Your options are 1917, The Martian.
The Martian, that's it.
The Martian?
The Martian. Yeah, really fucking difficult for me to get it like that.
Interstellar and The Grapes
of Wrath. Interstellar's there too?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm going to go with Interstellar as my first choice, but it could be The Martian.
I think it's The Martian.
Could be. But you know I know what the movie is. I just don't know which one it is because I didn't see it.
Bully kid with birth defects proves people are only nice to you when they need something.
Bully kid with birth defects. Read me the options.
The Karate Kid.
Okay.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Okay. Finding Nemo. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
It's Finding Nemo again, I guess.
I don't think.
Yeah, but you know where I'm coming from. I didn't hear the first one. I honestly was thinking about Finding Nemo. Because he had a fucked up fin.
Yeah, I know.
At birth, and then they only wanted him and called him Shark Bait because they wanted him to swim up that fucking hose and put the rock in there. It's probably Rudolph.
Probably Rudolph.
But my description nails it.
It does.
Okay.
Okay. Suicidal teenager girl goes on rampage through city. Great. Yeah.
Suicidal teenage girl
goes on rampage throughout city.
What are my options?
Before I Fall, Nimona, Turning Red, Mean Girls.
I don't know.
I know which one this is because I like the movie.
I don't know. Turning Red?
Isn't
that about a panda? I don't know.
Yeah, that's about a period.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know this movie.
Nimona.
What the hell is Nimona?
You haven't watched Nimona?
Never even heard of it. Is it okay. Some Disney horse shit?
I don't... It might not be Disney. I think it's on Netflix, but it's a sweet, sweet film. It
sucks.
Hey.
Let's move along.
Me and the girls, we love it.
No wonder.
Hey. All right.
Did you answer that?
What?
Now we're not going to know if I got any wrong, you shitbreed.
Well, you know what? I'm confident in it. All right. Man tries to marry his 14-year-old adoptive daughter. Holy fuck.
Gross.
Yeah.
Man tries to marry his 14-year-old adoptive daughter. I don't... What? Read me the options.
Twilight. Oh, a God. Series of unfortunate events.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
That's fucking it.
Man spends entire movie going from one side of his daughter's bedroom to the other.
Yeah. What are my options?
Interstellar.
Okay.
To Kill a Mockingbird. Leave No Trace. After Sun.
Leave No Trace. I don't know it, but I'm not sure.
People Drink Coffee for 10 years.
People Drink Coffee for 10 years. Is it fucking Seinfeld or some horse shit?
The Outsiders.
Okay.
The Breakfast Club.
No.
Stand By Me.
No.
Friends.
That's it.
Gen Xer and Zoomer spend entire movie arguing about AI.
AI. What's that movie called? iRobot?
It's not there.
Okay, what are my options?
Megan.
That's probably it.
Or WALL-E.
No.
A Space Odyssey?
I don't know that one.
The Signal.
I'd say it's Megan.
Let's go with Megan! Four people with opposite personalities try to annoy each other, but actually annoy old guy instead.
Okay, what are my options?
The Good Place. Stranger Things. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The Breakfast Club.
Yes, It says four people? No, it's not Breakfast Club. What were the things? The Good Place?
The Good Place, Stranger Things.
And what was the thing? Four people will, with opposite, what?
Four people with opposite personalities try to annoy each other, but actually annoy old guy instead.
I'll go with the, and Stranger Things. Let's go with The Good Place, because I don't know what the fuck it is.
Okay.
And it doesn't sound like Stranger Things to me. It doesn't sound like Rudolph, and it doesn't sound like Breakfast Club, because there's more than four people in the Breakfast Club.
10-year-old finds out how he was made.
Yikes. What do we got?
Sweet Tooth?
Is it Pinocchio?
Matilda.
Okay.
Harry Potter. And Coco.
Coco. Oh, wait, no. Sweet Tooth. It's Sweet Tooth.
It's Sweet Tooth? Okay. Teenage girl spends the entire movie flirting with gay guy.
Red. Love, Simon.
You just said that so you wouldn't hear me pronounce Casablanca.
I couldn't even see the things.
Oh. Well, good on you.
My mother watched that one and I fucking seen a bit of it. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Kid gets grudge, grows up to kidnap and attempt to murder a man's entire family.
Kid gets grudge?
Yep.
What? Kid gets grudge, grows up
to kidnap and attempt to murder man's entire family.
Okay, give me the options. I don't know.
Nimona.
I don't know that, so it could be.
The Incredibles.
The Sixth Sense. It's The Incredibles. It's The Incredibles. Syndrome.
Man gets tired of punching things.
One Punch Man.
Home Alone. Wreck-It Ralph.
It's Wreck-It Ralph.
Yeah, it's Wreck-It Ralph. Geek flirts with video game character. The Super Mario Bros. Movie. Free Guy. The Michaels versus the Marshalls. Or Michelles? Missionaries? I don't know. Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Sounds right to me. That's actually a decent movie. You see it?
I think so, yeah. Alright. Man dates a high schooler and gets other men arrested by vegan police.
Is this fucking Scott Pilgrim?
Hey, yeah. versus the World.
It's actually a decent movie, too.
80%.
All right, which ones did I get wrong? If you got Nimona wrong for me, I'm kicking you in the teats.
It doesn't say.
Way to go, asshole! I got 80%. That's all right. All right, guys. Well, I think that's it for today. We've had some interesting times. Captain likes to fuck me over and not tell me, you know, he doesn't break down me scores. He fucks me hard. But it's okay.
It wouldn't let me.
Yeah, that's what you said.
How about I give you a 16? What was your score just then? 14?
80%.
Oh, 80? I'll give you 82% just because I'm not quite sure about Nimona. How about that?
Sounds good.
But you know what? I take that back.
No, you can't take it back. 82%.
I'm taking 82%. I'm taking away that 2% because I am confident.
No, you're not that confident.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not. Yeah. No, nope. 82%.
Now you're going down to 79.
So I got 82%.
79, just for
I got 82%. We want to thank you for showing up and for listening, and hopefully we'll get that other episode out to you guys either next week or the week after. I'm hoping.
At some point.
Once you guys hear it, if it comes out, if you guys hear it, you'll understand why it's hard for us. But if you want to keep up the podcast or shoot us a message, the best place to do that is over on our Instagram. Just Intertwined Minds. Send us a DM, do anything over there. We get back to everybody as soon as possible. If you don't have Instagram and you still want to get a hold of us, you can do that by shooting us an email at intertwinedminds94@gmail.com. We love hearing from you guys. It's one of our favorite parts about doing the podcast. We've told you this a million times before, but if you're new, now you know. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for all the support you've shown us over these past couple years. We hope to see you back here next week. And until then, we're your hosts, Skip.
And I'm Captain. Tune in next week when I tell you
how I got 85%.
Tune in next week when I tell you how I got a car mount and what I wanted to use it for.
You can't tell people. But
they got fucked over.
You can't tell people that.
Why not?
It's illegal.